So there you go. Forgot to mention thanks to Ed Spillane for being in here. Harvard, again, undefeated right now, you know, after beating Cornell last week.
Yeah, of course I knew that.
45-13.
I follow them religiously.
They'll be playing Bucknell. They'll be playing Bucknell. That'll be coming up. That's a home game, big home game.
So what do you think their film sessions are like? Slide rules?
Yeah,
and
they
flow charts?
No, they do flow charts probably, and they've all got their laptops right there with them. But and again, as Ed mentioned, I think tomorrow's game is on the CBS College Sports Network, which you can get on the extended package from Suddenlink. So
riveting football.
Yep, it is. Again, once you,
well, you
opportunity
never
to watch 27 white guys who are really slow out there playing football. So do that. Let's see, tickets. They kick off, by the way, at 3 o'clock. Let's see what a ticket to a Harvard football game would cost. By the way, they've got Yale coming up in a few weeks.
Now that's a big game.
Now that is. That's a big game. And as he said, people don't pay a lot of attention.
That's one of the oldest rivalries going.
Oh, for sure. I have some friends from Harvard. Don't ever accidentally say, oh, you go to Yale, right?
Okay, a premium ticket is $20. $20.
Wow.
That is outstanding.
Right now, there's somebody that's got A&M tickets that are just bragging.
$20.
Right.
So I don't know if you've heard about these iPhones. I don't know. They may catch on. I'm not sure. But got a couple of apps for you. Got a couple of apps just so you can be a part of that whole thing. For instance, if you have a Picasso caliber artist in your house who's a little kiddo, you know, a Grimunchkin, and you want to save that stuff, and you don't want to rent a room or a warehouse for it, there's now an app that's called Art My Kid Made.
Huh.
With it, you take photos of the various crafts or arts or drawings or whatever they do, and you preserve it for prosperity.
So
you can share it on
puts it
Facebook.
In your gallery.
It's right there. Oh, very nice. Good. Yes, all that stuff. So you can do that. That's kind of fun. Then also, there's, I think I've got a...
Am I bad that I don't keep a lot of that stuff? I keep some of it, but...
Nah.
What are you going to do with all that stuff? You know?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to tell you because I am a bad person.
Oh, are you? Okay. Right.
I've got a fire pit out back, and that's how I start fires.
Oh, okay. as long as she sees that you saw it and liked it, right? You can kind of go from there.
That's
right?
My thought on it.
Yeah. Save the really good ones.
Yeah, you could do that.
I save some of the Christmas stuff, some of the more decorative things, like, you know, Easter stuff.
There you go. And then also, I think I got another app here. This one, you know, the Angry Birds. We got a new Angry Bird thing.
We do.
That happened, what is it, Star Wars version. Is that right?
Right.
What we decided?
And they updated the Angry Birds app with piggies, so you have 15 levels of piggies.
Wow.
I'm sure that means something.
Yeah.
The Bad Piggy's Best Egg Recipes cookbook was launched on Thursday, too, by the way.
Don't have that.
Now, that sounds like fun.
41 ways to cook up eggs from deviled eggs and omelets and egg butter and all that stuff. iPad app includes a real egg timer if you need that.
Is it shaped like an angry bird?
I don't know. I don't know what an angry bird is shaped like. But anyhow. Now, the popularity of said smartphones has made a sizable chunk of the population think about how, you know, what you're doing is actually walking around with a piece of electronic gear that's worth a few hundred dollars. So as a result, it's could be worth that to people who want another one or don't have one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not everybody careful with their phones, as perhaps they should be, and thieves seem to target those that keep their phones in less secure locations. There's a new video online that shows a man stealing an iPhone from a baby stroller.
Oh my!
Yep. Apparently, Danielle Hennigan gave her 20-month-old daughter her iPhone so the toddler could watch Barney while the mom shopped.
Barney's evil.
Yeah, I understand. Shows a man approaching the stroller, glancing around before bending over and basically taking the iPhone from the child.
Great.
So in other words, it's like taking iPhones from a baby.
Scott.
I know what we have here. So, for years, teachers and parents have been giving this advice to their kids when it comes to taking a test. If in doubt, go with your first answer. Have you heard that before? If in doubt, go with your first answer. The advice, actually not very good. Researchers on this exact question have been doing this kind of research for over 80 years, and virtually all the studies come up with the same conclusion. If you think about changing your answer, you're usually better off changing your answer.
No kidding.
Yep, not sticking with your first one.
I'll be darned.
So, I mean, That's, and I can remember hearing that. You go with your first instinct. You know, whatever you think it might be, then go for that. But that apparently not the case.
That holds true in life, though. No, I swear I haven't had anything to drink at all.
Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store in the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Almost 35 years ago, UPA began providing specialized pediatric care to the children of the Brazos Valley. Over the years, Doctors Matthews, Parr, and Shams have been recognized as the area's leaders in the care of infants, children, and young adults. UPA physicians have won the Eagles Reader's Choice Award, been voted Best of the Brazos Valley, and UPA is the only pediatric practice with 3 Texas Monthly Superdoctors on staff. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
844, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Having a salad for lunch today? Well, there is a right way and a wrong way to do the old salad thing.
Let me guess, is the wrong way pouring a congealed bacon grease?
Well, the wrong way is anything with bacon, obviously, as we've talked about. But, no, here's some things that you can do, because salad can be junk food if you're not careful. Have the dressing on the side. Again, these are ways to spoil your salad. Having dressing on the side, instead of dumping all that salad stuff, you know, the dressing right there, you should, oh yeah, right, dip your fork in before spearing each bite.
I've seen that.
Well, you dip in the.
Well, see, I've seen where you grab your bite of salad and dip that bite into the.
That's not the same.
No,
you see,
just the fork, because it doesn't hold as much dressing.
Right, you get far less dressing that way.
Oh.
See, that saves you. It says here a ton of fat and calories.
Because the salad is nothing but a delivery device for really good ranch dressing.
There you go.
End of story. That's what it's there for.
It says skip the croutons. You really don't need them. You'd be better off tossing those some protein into the salad in the form of nuts or beans. So don't do the little pieces of hard toast.
I don't like
croutons.
Old bread.
And that's what it is.
It's old bread.
It's old bread that they flavored. So anyway, pick stuff out. If you've got meat or cheese or eggs in there, take some away.
Oh.
You can save hundreds of calories, it says here. Your chef's salad will have more calories, than you need in an entire day.
Well, doesn't a strip of bacon only, you know, once you fried it, it comes down to only 35 calories.
Yeah, right. I understand.
I think. But, that's not very much.
No, it's not. But when you've got that half a cup of shredded cheese and you've got that quarter cup of...
Cheese is almost pure protein.
Yeah, right, except it's got a lot of fat in it, too.
It's
so that's... Oh, wait, you want me to bring the coach back?
Okay. Really
it's fat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's got a lot of... Yeah, okay. I can't find it right now. But anyway, I know it's there. I just misspelled it. I'm sure it's there. But anyway, that's so be aware of what you do when you do salad. All right, so new movies this weekend. This movie called Argo looks interesting.
It does.
They've advertised it a lot. That bothers me. Because when they advertise it a lot, you know.
Think it's going to be a stinker?
Well, I do. I don't know. It's Ben Affleck, who really has become...
better.
A good director as well as a pretty good actor. What was that called? The Town that he... or Our Town? No, it was The Town.
The Town.
That was a pretty good movie. Alan Arkin's in this. Bryan Cranston. Uh-huh. John Goodman. And Tate Donovan, among others. A mission to rescue hostages during the Iranian embassy takeover. So
I saw the documentary on this on the History Channel.
Right.
It's like the little thing in history. It's a fascinating true story.
Well, yeah.
It's incredible.
Back in 1980 or something like that, wasn't it?
It was the Iran.
Yeah,
The embassy hostage situation.
Trying to rescue 6 American hostages.
And the CIA posed as movie directors.
Yes, I've read about this on Wikipedia.
They pretended
they were filming some like science fiction movie. So they just...
Well, it's kind of a neat deal. And again, the fact is based on fact. Atlas Shrugged 2. A guy discovers an engine that could fix the energy crisis when gas hits $42 a gallon. So that'll be interesting. Atlas Shrugged was a really big, thick book that Ayn Rand wrote.
Hardest read I've ever had.
Yeah,
that is a book Kevin has read that I have not.
There you go. Here Comes the Boom. That'll be Kevin James and Henry Winkler. So, you know, that's That's going to be some
MMA action in that one, buddy.
There is, isn't there? Yeah, a teacher tries to head off teacher cutbacks by becoming an MMA contestant?
Mixed martial arts superstar.
Is it Kevin James?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He looks like a guy from the WWE, not somebody in an MMA ring.
Well, that'll be fun. Okay. All right. Seven Psychopaths. It's a comedy starring Colin Farrell, Christopher Creepy Walken, Woody Harrelson. Tom Waits is in it also.
I think that looks hilarious.
Guy's friends kidnap a gangster's shih tzu? Really?
It looks funny. It looks like a Coen Brothers movie.
Again, yeah, and I'm not exactly sure how good it is because we have seen a little bit of that. So.
True.
Hey, if you're a Doobies Brothers fan, and gosh, who isn't? the first very first authorized story of the Doobies will be released this fall. It's called Let the Music Play, and follows the group from its San Francisco biker band roots to 40 million albums and
Holy cow, 40
years in the business. Yep, I mean Tom Johnston and Michael McDonald. It's they're not bad. You know, the other day, because you know, I'm just a loser, and I got on YouTube.
You are not a loser.
I know, and I'm just listening to China Grove, which one of those songs that cannot be played loudly enough. You know what I mean? I mean, you almost could put on headphones until like the blood is coming out of your ears. But What a Fool Believes. So many different things. What do you got there? Oh, there you go. Taking It to the Street.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
I like Michael McDonald, though.
Well, he's got a great voice. He really
does. And perfect hair.
Yeah. It's changed color.
Yeah, it is.
But the thing, he's got a very distinctive voice, kind of like Michael Cetera. As soon as he starts singing, you know who that is. Now, I saw that he's touring with Boz Scaggs.
Oh, I bet you that's good.
Yeah, it'd be probably pretty interesting. It's called, and one other guy, and it's called The Frontmen, and that's it. They just do songs that they did.
That would be really cool. I'd enjoy that concert.
Anderson Cooper, you know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Anderson, you know, he's got that daytime show that apparently is doing very well with women ages 25 to 54.
Maybe that's why I don't like it.
Second is Katie Couric, then comes Steve Harvey. They're all pulling like 1.9, okay? 1.9 in daytime shows. Number one in the daytime shows is Dr. Phil, who's at 3.1%, followed by Live with Kelly and Michael, Dr. Oz, Ellen, and Maury. But in
Maury's still on TV?
Didn't know that, did you?
No.
In terms of syndicated shows, Judge Judy, still the highest ranked. Remember we were talking about that? She made like $20 million last year?
It was like $40
million. Maybe it's $40 million. That's it. Okay. She's got a 6.8 rating, so she's got a lot of folks.
Holy mackerel.
And now all of a sudden, reruns of Big Bang Theory are in syndication.
Oh, my mom loves that show.
I have not seen this show.
It's hilarious.
It stars a geeky little guy from Houston in it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and it's obviously it's still on at night and winning awards. But I didn't realize that they'd done... Generally, you need 100 episodes to do syndication, and I didn't know that they had done that many. But.
And during the playoffs, they're advertising it because TBS carries the reruns.
Okay, so yeah, you do get to see plenty of that. All right, Stan Taylor.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
Do you have achy joints? Do you want to start exercising more? If so, then Fit and Strong is the program for you. Fit and Strong is brought to you by St. Joseph's Healthy Communities and the Scott and White Foundation. We are excited to offer this safe and effective exercise program. As part of an 8-week program, you will exercise 3 times a week and learn behavior modifications.
To register, please call 979-458-2237.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 2-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Oh, wow. It's been so long since we've had a Michael Bolton story.
Oh, please, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good hair. We were talking good hair before, not good hair.
Michael Bolton, who's, you know.
Michael Bolton?
Yeah. I loved Office Space.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are you any relation to the pop singer?
No, it's just a coincidence.
I'll be honest with you. I love his music. I do. I'm a Michael Bolton fan. For my money, I don't know if it gets any better than when he sings When a Man Loves a Woman.
But you must really love his music, huh?
Yeah, maybe not so much. Michael Bolton getting his own TV show.
The real Michael Bolton?
Yeah, the line in Office Space is, why don't you just change to Mike? He said, why should I? He's the one who sucks. Anyway, Michael Bolton's Daughter is Destroying My Life is the name of the show. Singer will play a fictional version of himself who hires a newbie writer to handle his social media.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. All right, how about Dancing with the Stars? You want to do one of those?
No.
All right, Dancing with the Stars.
Yee-hee.
And Survivor. Well, now we've got another All-Star edition in works. It's Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars.
What?
Former winners Piers Morgan was a winner? Really?
Yes.
Joan Rivers, John Rich, and Arsenio Hall will be back. They'll be advisors. Okay? We'll put that right over there.
So a guy from a country band called Big and Rich won.
Yeah.
Trump.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so here we go. The most comfortable cities in America. The most comfortable cities in America. This is based on per capita sales of sweatpants. Obviously, these people had nothing else to do. And all other comfortable casual outerwear. Topping the list would be Philadelphia. This is Philadelphia's second year to be the world leader in sweatpants wearing. Coming in number 2 is Hartford, Connecticut, followed by Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Must be something for up there. And don't feel judged, okay? Just because you have a whole closet full of sweats, it doesn't mean you've given up, okay? That means, you know, you could be, in fact, more active, and that's why you're wearing sweats all the time. So number 4 is, for some strange reason, well, the next 2 are pretty strange. Lafayette, Louisiana is number 4. Number 5 is Laredo. I'm just figuring they needed something to go over their guts.
No, there's a lot of wind down there.
Oh, is that it? Then Boston and New York and Los Angeles. Victoria is number 9. Victoria, Texas.
Really?
Number 9 for sweatsuits. And, of course, Austin, because they're the perfect city, came in at number 15.
They're in everything.
Yeah,
they are. You ever notice that? They make every single one of those lists in some form or fashion.
Can we have Sweatpants Day at Brian Broadcasting?
I don't think
Mr. Downs would like that.
Yeah,
a
probably
lot.
Not. Yeah,
we'd all be comfortable though.
Yeah, don't own any. Oh, Lifetime has renewed Dance Moms. I know that that's something we wanted to all.
Thank
see
you so much
for a third season.
I was wondering.
26 more episodes of that. So that ought to be really pretty good. Once again, I've never seen that. Today's nominee for School Bus Driver of the Week, brought to you by New Berlin, Wisconsin. There, a 78-year-old bus driver reportedly told a 12-year-old boy he should have been aborted because his parents support Mitt Romney.
That's, oh my gosh!
Sign in the front yard. Okay, she stopped to pick this kid up. The story was first told by a local conservative blogger, picked up by a news talk station in Milwaukee. The story was posted by one of the station's reporters to do a cut and paste from that blog post. But apparently, that's what happened. The driver in question, no longer employed by the company. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Criticized because they didn't think that the bus driver thought that the kid's parents ought to be voting for
Can
Obama.
You imagine that conversation? Mommy, what does abortion
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, really. Yeah, bring that home to you, okay? Hey, and what if you found $222,000 in your cab? What would you do?
That'd be very difficult to work with for a while.
That's right. Adam Woldermeyer. In fact, that's his name, Woldermeyer, that is. He found this money in stuffed in the back of a laptop in the back of his cab. And he tells the Las Vegas Journal-Review, he's an Ethiopian cab driver. The passenger said he won the money at a casino, but he forgot it when he left for the airport. Mm-hmm. He forgot the money. Anyway, he ended up giving him $5,000.
Good for him.
Yeah, that was kind of nice to do that. All right, let me see what happened on this date in history. Let's see. It's Friday. It's right there on this date in history. Charles McIntosh. You know who he is?
The guy that invented the Apple?
No. Nope.
Oh.
Not the computer. Any of that. Of Scotland. It's 1823.
Did he invent, gaiters?
No.
Shoes, I mean?
Actually, what he did is he sold the first raincoat.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, they call
that's
him.
That's why they call him Max.
They call him Max. It's because of Charles McIntosh.
I'll be darned.
Having to do with the rain.
See, that's why you listen. 1901, President Theodore Roosevelt officially renamed the White House.